helpful. Just sort of giving you.
I think it's really helpful.
Don't. Yeah. Let me just leave you with. Don't. It's tough not to get hung up on this number or that number or whatever. And I really do see this as sort of a preliminary cut of sort of showing you sort of first round iterations. This is in the sense if you did nothing but access, if you did, you know, you didn't make any other changes in the system or do one thing or the other. And I'm not sure that there are really any proposals that are talking about doing just that type of thing. So this should just, if you, again, I sort of hesitate to do this. I think it's important to sort of give you some grounding. I'm not sure if this is reality, but something close to it. But just understand, if we can back up a little bit, you know, pay or play, sort of the shorthand is, oh yeah, that's to maintain employment-based coverage. Doesn't necessarily have to be. There's a whole bunch of design factors that will affect whether it does or whether it doesn't, not the least of which is the tax requirement. There are ERISA issues associated with it, there are sort of distributional issues, and this stuff here, both for the national and for the Alaska piece, doesn't factor into any other initiatives, any other cost containment, any other administrative savings or efficiencies that, you know, that people who certainly talk about the single payer approach also talk about as being an important component to the overall picture. So if it gets you out of the box and gives you a better sense of how this thing works and what some of the first iterations, just look at this as a sort of a first round cut, actually a second round cut since we threw this up in December. It'll give you a little bit of a better sense of when you talk about player pay, what you're talking about.
Do you have copies of this?
Yeah. I mean, I can leave my stuff here for Nancy. Yeah, what you don't have are the first set of things, the non-Alaska stuff. I'll actually, before I leave, I'll leave you the Urban Institute article, I'll leave you my overheads from that stuff, and then I'll also, I know Nancy's got copies of these as well, but I'll leave you these packages as well. We got 10 minutes left. You want to talk about ERISA? I'm not sure. I don't think you want to talk about Barramundi. I can take just a couple of minutes and go back to the ERISA issue.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll get back to her.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Well, you want to talk about these where it wants to say the ERISA collab.
Right. Okay.
Weekends on these meetings. Saturday. don't mind one day.
Pardon?
Maximum one day.
One day is okay.
Monday's okay? No, a maximum one day in the weekend, but not a full.
Yeah, like a Saturday would be okay. Tomorrow's Saturday, so.
Okay.
Based on what people's travel schedules and everything
20th and 21st, which is Monday, Tuesday, July, if that is a date that works out for folks. And we tried it, it would be a two-day meeting here in a, just when we'll be here in Anchorage on the 20th and 21st, because there are legislators who are involved in a lot of other stuff we're trying to do. Possible. Is that acceptable to the committee as far as the date goes for the July meeting? Can we take it where? This could be a first if we get agreement on a date first time out of the shoot. And we can't, I guess the administration, we just have to assume the administration can either be here themselves or have a representative available to be here. We're not sure about the panel, but I'm sure if we are passed, we'll probably work something out. And who, are we missing anyone else? Mark may be, so we probably go plan around this schedule, just try to get stuff in the boat. Okay, 20th and 21st of July here. Should we look at the August date now, or do we want to look at it later? We better look at it now, try to do it now. Anyone got a suggestion? Have a suggestion? Rob?
I would just like to raise a question of whether two meetings in September after the 8th of September primary day. Last year, we had two meetings and not have two meetings in August, but we had some of the areas of us public I personally have a problem with those
calls. That suggestion is fine with me. I don't have a problem one way or the other with that. I don't know if we know for sure the primary day is September 8th, unfortunately. It could be moved again.
Could
be as much as, from this report today or tomorrow, but there's still federal courts and the rest of the so it could be a week.
But I think we have to kind of plan on the 8th and maybe go to the what's the other thoughts on it? Anyone? Murray, what's your schedule by
September? Week of the 21st is the only week that is the first week that I've got open.
So it looks like we could only have one meeting in September. Now, do you think the August meeting costs?
No, good with that.
Right, I don't have to be here. What about August?
The week of the 24th? Or the tail end of the week of the 10th, like the 12th or the 13th would, or 14th would work. That's actually a good point. I think the later in August, the more we'll have to put on the table.
Are you now available at the tail end of the week of the
17th? At this point, it doesn't look like it.
24th and 25th. And we'll do that one here also. Okay. September.
The week of the 28th is as well. The first couple of weeks are pretty well shot.
Right,
good
thinking.
I'm
going to
say the
21st,
22nd, 23rd
would
be the Alaska State Hospital Veterans Association meeting in July. So those
Roxanne, does it bother you that do you work 6 or 7 days a week, so then make any difference what day we do this on? I mean, I know people who have businesses so are.
It doesn't make any difference, but as it goes through the summer ones, I'm going to be in and out depending on my workload like today.
25th, 26th? Or try a weekend once? You got to do that. 25th, Friday. And we have an October one scheduled.
Sense of the status of that.
So, those
Chairman. Now become subcommittee chair.
Yes. Yes, can I let you know there to who the other subcommittee members are? And you can be in touch with them. Come off the work plan. Yeah. That can be the first word.
We have work. I think we should do it here. It seems to be a basis. We should have, maybe should have some kind of telecom, like a phone conversation with them. And maybe work, maybe they should send work plans to Nancy or something so she can take a look at it.
That would be the ideal.
Thank you.